Blog Talk Radio.
Prophet Darrell Saunders, amen. Hallelujah, co-hosted with Pastor Shatwan. Hallelujah, and we are here today on this terrific Testimony Tuesday, and I will believe, I will testify why I have a chance. Be not dismayed, people of God, for whatsoever betides you, God will and God can take care of you. I don't care what the day may bring to you today. All God wants for you is something good. And I'm telling you, people of God, I am excited. I am truly excited. Oh, my God, it's that time. It's that time again, people of God, that we are here, amen, and we're gathering together, amen, and we're blessing the Lord on today, amen, and we thank him for all that he has done and for all that he's about to do in this time and in this hour, people of God. Whatever it is, whatever that's going on in your life, just know that the Lord, thy God, has your back, and know that the Lord is with you. Amen. Hallelujah. And that the Lord will not leave you comforters. Amen. The Lord will take care of you. Father God will take care of you. Amen. Hallelujah. At the drop of a dime. And we just thank the Lord. Amen. For being here with us and being with us and for us. Amen. And we just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, PSMI. Hallelujah. I thank God that I'm able to be here with you guys on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Celebrating. Hallelujah. Worshiping and praising and revering God on today. Amen. Talking about his goodness. My God, my God, my God. Ah, my God. I believe I will testify while I have a chance because I just may not. Oh, I ain't going to say that because we have to be careful, people of God. What we release out of our mouth, amen. I believe I'll testify, amen, while I yet still have breath in my body, amen. Hallelujah, while I still got the activity of my limbs, amen. I believe I will tell the testimony, amen, and I just bless the Lord. My God, my God. Call a friend, call a neighbor, email, text somebody, Google somebody, FaceTime somebody. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that the prophet is here. Amen. And I'm here still excited about the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, God has really been, oh, my God, people of God. I'm telling you. God has really been blowing my mind in this hour. I thank God for revealing, amen, hallelujah, that the Lord allowed me to see the prophetic word manifest. My God, Lord Jesus, people of God, that means we need to be ready and make sure our ears are cleaned out spiritually where we can be able to hear from God. My Lord, people of God, I'm telling you, we just have to make sure that we are in tune, amen, that the Lord will hear us in this hour, amen. My God, I don't know about you, but I was today, amen, and I was just speaking things over, amen, to help, oh my goodness, this gathering time again, Lord God, and the gathering is still, the gathering of the saints, the gathering of the brethren. Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited, amen, that I will be able to see my brothers and sisters again. My God, my God. Off a joyous occasion, amen. Hallelujah. I'm expecting God to move like never before. Amen. So if I was you, I would press my way to Detroit, Michigan, amen, this weekend, amen. I will be pressing my way there on this weekend, my God. And there is going to be a mighty move of God. My Lord Jesus, so you don't want to miss it, people of God. I just want to say good morning, Pastor Shatwan.
Good morning, Pastor Dale. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay this morning, Pastor Dale.
Oh, my. This, I'm praying for you.
but I want to get what God got for me. My God, I want to receive a double portion. My God. And so we bless the Lord on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Well, Pastor Twyla's prayer time. My God. Go tell a friend, go tell a neighbor, amen, that we get ready to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Amen. And the Bible also says in Luke 18, amen, 18 and 1, he said, and he spoke a parable unto them. To this end, that men are to always pray and not to faint. My God, my God. Men are to always to pray. Amen. That means we need to pray in season, out of season. Amen. This is a time, amen. Please not say a time and a season. Hallelujah. And this is the time to seek God. Amen. And so we need to seek God even the more in this hour, people of God, like never before. Amen. And I know that the enemy is doing what he do because he's supposed to do what he do. Amen. But we just want to pray that the spirit of salvation, my God, will rain upon the people. My God, my God, my God. We need to pray that the spirit of salvation, my God, will rest upon the people. Amen. We need to be praying that souls will get saved, that souls will come to Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, God is going to do just what he said he was going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Twan, hallelujah. Well, we're getting ready to go to prayer. Amen. As I begin to go, we begin to go to prayer. Amen. We want to remember our brothers and sisters. Amen. Hallelujah. Across the waters. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Outside the U.S. Amen. We want to remember the church in Texas. My God. Lord, my Jesus, we want to remember them people of God. We want to remember the family, my God, and the pastor, oh, Jesus. Lord, I miss, we want to pray for those families, amen, the lost loved ones. Amen, me not lost, amen, hallelujah, because we know if they were saved, we know where they went, amen. Anything they lost, we don't know where it is, amen, hallelujah. So we just bless the Lord. Amen. And we are praying for the family, amen, of the shooter, amen. We're praying for that man, amen. We're praying for him, amen, that he was, that they were, oh my goodness, that they would not suffer, amen, of their loss, amen. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord on today, amen. Pastor Twan, is there anything you would like to say or do, amen, before I go into prayer? Amen.
No, amen. Prophet dear. Well, there's nothing. No, I don't want to say anything today.
Okay. Praise God.
Okay.
Amen. Well, let's get ready to go to prayer, people of God. Amen. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, look, I come before your throne just to say thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for all that you have done, for all that you're about to do, Father God. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy that you have shown toward us, Father God. And, Father God, we just want to bless you on today. Hallelujah, because, Father God, we come to understand that we're in rough and trying times, Father God. And we just ask you to stand with us, Father God. Send your angels to dwell among us, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, before I go any further, Father, I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Sin of commission and sin of omission, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, whatever I've done, whatever deed that I have done, Father God, that will cause this prayer to be hindered on today, Father God. Father God, I ask you to look beyond the fault, Father God, and yet see the need, Father God. Father God, come pray and hallelujah, Father God. I ask you to look upon your people today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, move by your power, Father. In the name of Jesus. Like I know you can, Father God. Father, we ask you to look upon those family members, Father God. Hallelujah. That lost loved ones on this week, oh, Father God. We ask you to look upon that church in Texas, Father God. Look upon the leader. Look upon the members, Father God. In the name of Jesus. on the foundation, but you are going too far. Hallelujah. You're going too far, devil. And devil, I want to let you know that you're still a liar and that you're still a loser right now in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. And Father God, as I pray, hallelujah, not only just for those families, Father God, that was that their lives was, Father God. Father, we even ask you to look on the murderer, Father God. We ask you to look upon that family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Whatever the reason was, Father God. Father God, we ask you to allow the families to find peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, where there is confusion, Father God, hallelujah, we ask you to send peace today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Lord God, I know you're able to do anything but fail. Father God, you told us in your word, eyes have not seen, nor the ear have heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, Father God, the things that you got in store for your people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to reclaim every backslider, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, snatch the sinner man back from the hands of the enemy, Father God. In the name of Jesus, the Christ, our Master, our Savior, Father God, do it for your glory, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. But Father God, we come to understand that the weapons of our warfare, Father God, is not carnal, Father God, but mighty through you, Father God, for pulling down strongholds, Father God. We ask you to take down the strongholds. Help us to trample over the strongholds, Father God, and whatever it is, Father God, that will cause us to be stumbling and hindered, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help us today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we know you're able, Father God, to do anything but fail, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you are a liar, and the blood of Jesus against you. We cry loud today, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Father God, we ask you to touch Pastor Shatwan, Father God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Devil, we command you to get out of there now. In the name of Jesus now. Satan, we command you to loose her now. In the name of Jesus, you have gone too far, devil. In the name of Jesus, you have touched her long enough, devil. And we command you to loose her now. In the name of Jesus, take your hands off her body, devil. She don't belong to you anymore, for she is the child of God. For she is the child of the King, Father God. And for this reason, devil, we tell you to move now. In the name of Jesus, we send angels, we send the warring angels to go stand by her, Father God, to shield and protect her, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I know you will and I know you can, Father God. Do anything but fail on today, Father God. Look on the wall that's in the prison wall, Father God. Look at our mercy this morning, Father God. Say, heal and deliver, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we know you're able, Father God. Father God, why they locked up behind the prison wall, Father God. Father, we ask you, don't let them turn to move them, Father God, but let them turn back to your Son, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, send the angels by there, Father God, to visit in the prison wall, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to set free, Father God. Father God, set free in the mind, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be revealed, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, heal sick and feeble bodies today, Father God. Somebody is working with pain on today, Father God. Somebody's body is working with fever on today, Father God. But, oh, God, we know you're able, Lord, to do anything but fail, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, do it for your glory, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, you told us in your word, if we will walk away, know the thing, which you would hold from us, Father God,
somebody, Father God, is going through today, Father God. We know you are the deliverer, Father God. And Father, we ask you to move, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, allow them to have a breather, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let them come out, Father God, and give their testimony, Father God. But Father, we come to understand, Father, that this is the testing and the trying of our faith. And for this reason, Father God, we say thank you. We apply the blood of Jesus over our brothers and sisters in Ghana, hallelujah, in the other parts of Africa, Father God, in Canada, Father God. We apply the blood of Jesus. Get out of there, devil. Loose your hold now. Holy Ghost, see, show God, show God, see. Father God, do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus, devil, the angels are coming, and they got their swords drawn, and their swords been dipped in the blood. Hallelujah, the warring angels are coming, devil. Get out of that, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, look on Pastor Angel and Pastor Joe today, Father God. Give them strength. Hallelujah. Stand by them, Father God, as they continue to carry out kingdom business, Father God. In the name of Jesus, continue to add to the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus. Father God, do it for your glory. Hallelujah. Look on them, Father God. Look on the bereaved family. Let them know the earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In the name of Jesus, from the world that's in the nursing homes today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, do it for your glory. Look upon your men and women of God across the country, across this nation, across the globe, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, we even ask you to put the brakes on that Donald Trump, Father God. Whatever he's trying to conjure up, Father God, whatever he's trying to do, Father God, we ask you to put the brakes on it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to bring him up in your presence, Father God, where you can give him instructions, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, do it for your glory, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, allow the word of our mouth, Father God, and the meditation. Yes, Father God, look upon your intercessors. Look upon your warriors today. Look upon your apostles, your prophets, your pastors, your teachers, your evangelists on today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we tear down the stubborn walls, Father God. We break down the walls, Father God, the wall of rebellion and rejection, Father God. We break it down with your word, Father God, for you told us in your word, Father God, to count not ourselves to apprehend, Father God. But one thing we can do, Father God, we seek those things which are above, Father God. Father God, we press it toward the mark of the crown of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, Father God. Father God, we walk in the spirit and not of the flesh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we will speak only spiritual things, Father God. In the name of Jesus, circumcise our hearts today, Father God. Set the fire of the Holy Ghost upon our lips and pray, Father God. So when we begin to speak, Father God, demon sickness got to go. In the name of Jesus, Father God, the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, demons tremble. And Father God, we come to understand, can't no demon, devil sickness, Father God, can stay up under the blood. And for this reason, Father, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father. We ask you to look on every pastor of PSMI. Look upon every leader of PSMI right now, Father God. Give them strength, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Father, I'll be kept to give you reverence and give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, too. Good to hear your voice one more time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
My God.
Amen.
This is your very own Pastor Darrell Saunders. Amen. Co-hosted with Pastor Shatwan Johnson. Amen. And we are here. Amen. And today is our testimony Tuesday. Amen. And I believe I'll testify. Amen. While I got this chance to testify. Amen. On the radio show. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Many of you know, amen, that I work at a junkyard, amen. And I was at work, I think it was Friday. I think it was either Friday or Saturday. I think it was Saturday, amen. And it was the young man came in, and he went out there to get his part, whatever he was fixing. And we saw the ambulance pull up in our driveway. And we were like, what the ambulance doing here? We thought it was the old man that came in before they did. Amen. We thought it was him. We thought he had passed out. He was on the oxygen tank. And we thought it was him. And we looked over and found out they told me it wasn't him. And I saw the young man walking through the doors with the blood running down his face. And I immediately went into prayer, my God, and walked him. My God. And so, amen, I began to pray and intercede, amen. Hallelujah. And I immediately went into warfare on his behalf, amen, to begin to pray for him, amen. And begin, you know, just praying, amen, interceding for him, amen. And so he told me that he was going into the trunk. He raised up the trunk, and the trunk slammed down on his head. Shadaya, my God, the trunk slammed down on his head. And I was praying and saying, Lord, please, don't let this young man have a concussion. Don't let him have no aneurysm. Hallelujah. And I began to pray, amen, and the ambulance, they wiped him off and cleaned the blood out of his face and eyes and stuff and began to clean up the wound, amen. And I was just praying for him, and I said, you go to the doctor and get your head checked out, amen. And I'm telling you, people of God, that I thought the young man was going to go to the hospital, but the paramedics told him he didn't have to go if he didn't want to go, amen. And I figured that he should have went, but to God be the glory, amen. But he went back out there and continued to finish what he was doing. And I want to pause right there. If he can go out there in spite of what happened to him, amen, hallelujah, us as people of God should be able to praise God even after the fact. What you went through, what you experienced, amen, hallelujah, you should still be able to get back in the race and continue on. I don't care if you fell short or fell by the wayside. Get back up. Clean yourself off. Repent and get back on track.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. We just want to, I ain't perfect, you do. I can't do it because I did this. Let me tell you something. You better get back on the race. You better get back in the race.
Amen. That's right.
Ain't no quitting in this thing. You can't quit God. You cannot quit God. I heard something. I'm not running. Father God, use me as you will.
Yeah.
I know with all my being, I got a show enough matching waiting on me. Amen. And
yes,
I'm just expecting God. I'm just expecting Father God, amen. I got to stop calling him just God. Amen.
Father.
And we got to get out of that. Stop calling him God. He's Father God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. You ain't going to let your kids call. Well, you know, some kids do call their mama by their first name, amen. But I wouldn't dare call my mother by her first name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You ain't going to call your pastor by his name. You're going to call him Pastor So-and-so. even the brother and sister in the church. You ain't going to call them by their first name. You're going to say brother or sister. Why not give God his just dues and call him Father God?
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So I bless the Lord. I bless the Lord on today, amen, on this testimony Tuesday. Amen. And I just thank God for the favor of God that rested upon my life. My God, my God. And I'm telling you, I told some people at church, I said, I may not be in this brick and mortar, but I'm always at church because I'm always witnessing, ministering to somebody on that job.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
my God. So I bless Father God on today. I bless Father God on today because Father God is so amazing. Father God
yes,
is in the mind blowing. I just want to tell Father God, I love you, Father God. I appreciate you, Father God. I adore you, Father God. I exalt your name above any name. Father God, I love you. Hallelujah. Glory be.
Yes,
my God,
yes,
my God. I'm telling you, my Father God, Father God. I thank him. Amen,
yes.
Amen. All right, Evangeline, you got a testimony? Anybody on here got a testimony?
I don't have a testimony, everything. I'd like to say give an honor to God who the head of my life. But, you know, I'm going through something right now and with my grandkid. And you know what? The devil trying to steal my joy. He make me start having these bad headaches where I can't see now. And I noticed the devil, I ain't had these headaches in 30 years, but every time I get up under pressure, these headaches come back. So I want you all to pray for me and pray with me that these headaches leave me because I can't stand them. They make me, it's migraine. I can't hardly see my head being pounding. But I know what's causing something like Prophet Shakespeare told me, Lily, leave them to the Lord. Give them back to God. Because don't you go to your grave worrying about them kids. I know the situation we're going through now. It's almost to take me out, but it won't now because I got Jesus in my life. But anyway, I thank God for me being here today. And I thank God for everything that he haven't done for me and that what he's going to do. If I'm not on the prayer line or something, I got to be not feeling well because I am a friend, soldier for the Lord. And that's why I wasn't on the prayer line last night, y'all. Let me tell you this. Oh, I couldn't see. I couldn't see how to die with my mama. God better. And the devil just was there. I couldn't see nothing. And, you know, I said, well, Lord, I'm going to listen. I can't say nothing. And my son died, and I said, I'm just going to listen tonight. My head was hurting me so bad last night, I couldn't say a word. But that's the devil. Don't wallow in his filth. Pick yourself up, Lily, and rise, because you got God. And I thank God for you all, and on y'all's journey to the gathering. Lord, let them go there and come back safe and sound. And bring a message back with them, Lord. Let them learn something, Lord. Let them enjoy themselves. Although I can't be there, but my spirit will be there with them. And, Lord, I know one day on this side of the earth, we all going to get together and have a glorious time. I couldn't get there this time, but next time, very soon, I will be in Detroit. So I got all pep family members there, and no reason for me not to come to Detroit and go to the church. And y'all be safe out there, and I love you. And Pastor Shakon, you know I love you, but Mother's on the weather today. And just pray her strength in the Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We have another caller, Prophet Darrell. Area code 941251. Your mic is open.
Yes, I'd just like to praise God for Prophet Shakespeare's dedication. And I have a testimony.
Hey, Dan, it's good to hear your voice again. I was thinking about you last week and wondering where you was. But I'm so glad to hear you on the call again. I'm glad you came back to the radio.
Yeah, God bless you. I just want to tell a story because my dad found a bike in the trash for me, and it wasn't wasn't a bad bike. It actually had reflector lights to kind of click on, and it flashes while you're driving. It had front and back reflector lights. The frame was really good. Most of it was in decent condition, but it had a flat tire. And so I took the bike home. My dad pointed it out for me. I picked it up, took it home, and then I started taking off this tire to fix it. And everything that I tried to do to fix this tire just kept going wrong. And then I just kept sticking with it and saying, I know it's going to be a blessing when I get this thing fixed. And so it was a couple weeks. I bought another tube. I bought another rim for it. And then I couldn't figure out how to get the tire on the bicycle, the rim that I bought. It was real complicated. But after a while, I ended up getting that tube pumped up, got the tube on the rim, got the rim on the tire, got the rim on the bicycle frame, and now I'm smooth sailing. I'm riding my bike around the neighborhood, and it feels good. And I put a little money into it, but it was worth it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So I just want to thank God for Pastor Shakespeare and his dedication, because he always was dedicated to whatever he put his hand to, and he's seen it through to the end.
Yes, he was. Go ahead, Pastor Gary.
I was just saying, my God. We thank the Lord for you coming on, my brother. And we thank God for you. Amen. We're praying for you. Amen. And keeping you up before the Lord. Amen. And just know that the Lord got great things in store for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I've not seen, nor the ear heard, neither have they entered into the hearts of men, the things and the favor that God got in store for you. Amen.
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 No, we don't have any more callers. But I just want to tell Dan, keep listening, keep coming back, keep hearing the word of God, and keep dedicating yourself to the word of God, and keep sticking with it and sticking it out.
Okay. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, I bless the Lord. I thank God for it, because I'm telling you, when you hold on and hold out, God will open up doors and avenues that you know not of. Father God will allow you to walk with some stuff, and you won't even know how you got there. All the things you know, you up there at the top. And won't even know how you got to the top. But we just thank the Lord, amen, for his favor. Amen, the unlimited favor. My God, a lot of people say favor ain't fair. The favor is fair when you've been living right. And you've been doing all you know how to do to please God. And that's what I say in this hour, Pastor Dwan. We got to be some God chasers. We got to be some God pleasers. My God. Hallelujah. It's like, before we get saved, we're so vibrant. We talk so much till we turn to gossip, amen. But the moment we get saved, we get timid. We shut down our conversation. Don't want to laugh no more. If being saved grieves you like that, just go back out into the world. Amen. Because this is not neither the time, people of God, to get in your feelings. There you go again. What the psalmist said, if I can just help somebody along the way, I know my living won't be in vain. You know, and I thank God for them Clark sisters for singing that song. Is my living in vain? Is my praying in vain? Is my teaching, is my preaching, is it in vain? Glory to God. And sometimes we can get on here and we'll be like, Lord, is it in vain? But I know that some people that called in, they may not press one. Pastor Kwan, they may not even testify or anything, but I know it's happening because I see it. And I know God is teaching. I know God is reaching.
Yes, He is.
God is a healer. God is a deliverer.
Yes, He is.
And the people don't, Jesus, and the people don't believe it, Pastor Kwan, that He's a deliverer. If you're looking at anybody, if you're looking for a miracle, you're looking at one. If you never heard a miracle speak, you're listening to one right now. And so I just thank the Lord, amen, for bringing that young man out all right. Amen, and I bless him. Amen. I'm telling you, Pastor Twine, it got to the point to where a lady came in there, and she began to say, did I know these people? Did I know these people? And I'm telling you, that woman of God had me in there speaking in tongues. I had some church right in that place, and I didn't care who knew her. I told them I was shot over your computer to give God some praise.
The Lord.
Yes, God.
Well, the word of God said, if you shame on me before men, I'll be shamed on you before my Father. And we don't want Jesus to be shamed on us before the Father. So therefore, we ought to find ourselves in the marketplace. We ought to find ourselves everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, we ought to find ourselves pronouncing the word of God. We ought to find ourselves praising God, giving Him glory, giving Him honor, giving Him His accolades where He is due, because there's nothing that we can do without God. There's nothing that we can do without Jesus, because the word of God said Jesus is standing on the right hand of the Father interceding for us. And if it was not for Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father interceding for us, we would be lost because of the sin and the stench that's on us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But before Jesus intercedes for us, the Father does not see the sin on us, but He sees Jesus. That's what He sees. He sees His Son pleading for us and standing there and pleading our case for us. And I thank God that we have such a great representative, not only such a great representative, but that he went to the cross and gave His life for us. He went to the cross. He took upon sin, which He knew not of. He knew sin. He knew no sin. But He took upon sin just so that we would have the opportunity to get back to the Father, because the word said the heart is evil. Hallelujah. And we need, it's wicked, it's evil, and we need an opportunity. We need a chance to get back to the Father, and we need a way to get back to the Father. And there's only one way to get back to the Father, and that's Jesus. That's the only way to get back to the Father. There ain't but one way, and that's Jesus. And He's standing on the right hand of the Father interceding for us. That's why the word of God says, do not be conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. In order to run this race, we got to be transformed.
Mm.
We got to be transformed. Our mind's got to be changed. We got to act like our Father. We got to think like our Father. We got to know who our Father is.
You can't have traits of the Father and don't know who he is. Therefore, you got to seek him in all his ways. You got to seek him. Seek his word daily. Early will you seek him. Hallelujah. We got to do this thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My God. And you know what, Pastor Twan, and that's my prayer, that the people will have a hunger and a thirst for God. The same way we get full, same way we hunger for food, it's the same way we should be hungry for the word of God. And I come to understand, Pastor Twan, whatever you feed the most, is going to be the strongest.
Yes, Lord.
And I found that out to be true. Because when your flesh is starving, you can't feed it no food. Have you ever saw somebody just eat? That's because their spirit is starving to where the flesh is overpowering the spirit. And I'm telling you, when you allow that spirit to get more nourishment with the washing of the word of God, the meat, the, oh my goodness, everything is in the word of God. And I'm telling you, we cannot allow nothing and nobody to knock us off focus. To knock us off of our post. So I bless the Lord. Is Prophet Barry on with us, Pastor Twain?
He hasn't gotten on yet.
Okay. Praise God. I bless the Lord on tonight. On today, amen. I bless the Lord that I'm yet still able to make it do what it do. I'm just thanking God that I'm able to come on the show, amen, and begin to share and begin to pour.
Yes, Lord.
So,
yes,
my God.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. I see the Lord just opening doors. My God. The oil of the breaker comes to break every religious barrier. And so I thank the Lord. Glory to Jesus. My Lord, I believe God. I'm just listening to God, people of God. You know, I'm listening to God. Amen. If you want me to release things, I have to be able to hear him say, okay, son, release and tell them this. Amen. And Father God said, no more excuses from this day forth why you can't be in your right position. So I bless the Lord on today. Amen. And I'm surprised we ain't got no more callers to call in to testify. How the Lord bless them with breath in their body.
No more. No callers. We have callers on the line, but nobody's pressing one.
Callers, can y'all press one? I want to hear y'all testimony. I know somebody got a testimony. And it's only at that you ought to pray that Pastor Twine if you got it.
No, we don't have that.
Oh, well, play us some upbeat, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. You playing a pastor?
I'm trying to find something.
My Lord. God is so amazing, people of God. God is amazing. God is amazing. God is amazing. And he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Amen. Of all praise and glory that you want to him. My God, I just celebrate the Lord. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. God is good. God is so amazing.
Yes, he is.
I think Monday is glory, Jesus. Yes, God.
It's pouring. The Spirit is flowing. Oh, I feel it. Anointing for healing and miracles. It's raining. Yeah. And pouring over me. Oh, oh. Come on, say it's raining. Come on, sing it. It's pouring. The Spirit is flowing.
It's pouring.
The Spirit
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But I'm telling you, how many of you really need God to flow in you?
Lord, hallelujah.
I bless the Lord. I'm telling you, Pastor Twan, that blessed me. I want the Lord to fill me up to overflow. Fill me up. Till I overflow. My God. I feel, Pastor Twan, I have not been on here, but I feel a spirit of peace flowing through these lines today. Did you? My God. I'm telling you, people of God, I'm telling you, there is nobody like him. Amen. I do my best to introduce him to everybody that don't know him. Amen. Let them know that the Lord loves you. Amen. We need to learn how to get on it. If we don't do nothing, we ought to get on and act like we're doing something.
Yes, Lord.
Peace is over this line today. I have not been here, but I know y'all been blazing it up. Y'all been blazing it up.
My God. Hallelujah.
Mm. So we bless the Lord, amen, since there's no more callers, amen. We thank God for each and every last one of you for calling in. Hoping to see you at the prophetic gathering the 9th, the 10th, and 11th. Come on out and get blessed, people of God. Amen. There's going to be some good gospel singing. Oh, my goodness. We're going to go to worship. Oh, my goodness. The mantle is going to be out. Oh, my God. Lord Jesus, this is getting ready to tell a story.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to say this to the people of God. I can't. Mm. Yes, Father God. I don't know where Matt Janice is, but Pastor Kwan, you tell Pastor, you tell when you see Matt Janice, because the Lord just showed me her, you tell her that everything that she's spoken around your life or in your life, it has came to pass. Thank you, Father God. Father God don't want us to be weary and well-doing saints. Amen. Even though what's going on around us, amen, Father God is going to do it. And Father God will take care of single mothers. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. My God, my God. Pastor Twine, you want to get the good announcement and get them out the way?
Amen. The gathering is here this week. Amen. November 9th, 10th. 11th is the gathering in Dearborn, Michigan. We will have nightly meetings on November 9th and the 10th. Let us make sure if we have not registered for the gathering, we only got a couple more days to register. We want to register for the gathering. It's only $60. If you can't come, send go somebody, register for somebody else, help them get there. Amen. We want to make sure we have all who God wants to be there. Amen. Don't forget about your rooms. Your rooms have been blocked off at the Comfort Inn Suite, the Comfort Suite. In Dearborn, Michigan, on Michigan Avenue, you can call and get your room, reserve your room. They are $99 a night, $110 plus tax. So we want to make sure that we get our rooms. We want to make sure that we register for the conference. Amen. We want to make sure that we in the place. We want to see your face there. We want to make sure that whatever is going on in the gathering, we want to get all that God got for us. Let us get there, because we know that this gathering is going to be a God gathering, and we know that God has some awesome things. This is the year of the breakthrough, and we know that we are not leaving without a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Amen. And let us not forget about Gabrielle Noel. We have a website that you can go to, paypal.me/Gabby's Chest. It's Gabby's Chest Fund. We want to sow into Gabby's life, sow into
her spiritual enrichment, so unto her health, medical needs, so unto her schooling. Amen. We want to make sure that we continue to sow into her the way Prophet sowed and the way Prophet took care of her, make sure that she's taken care of. Amen. So you can go to paypal.me/Gabby's Chest and sow into Gabriella Noel's life. Amen. Those, and then don't forget, you can go on the website. You can order the books, Prophet's books. He got 3 books out. You can go on and get 2 intercession books. One is a prophetic manual. You don't want to not have these books in your library. They will enrich you spiritually in your intercession and in your prophetic. Amen. And those are your announcements. Prophet Darryl.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, people of God, you must, don't meet me there, beat me there. God is there waiting on you to receive you unto himself. Amen. And so we bless the Lord for that. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. Is Pastor Sam Barry on with us, Pastor Twan?
No, sir.
All right. I'm working on some things with a sermon.
Well, do what you do, girl. Come on with it.
I'm working on it. Amen. And it's so good, amen, to where a child could not ever, and a grown person would not be lost.
Well, come on, Prophet Darryl.
Yes, indeed, because I'm telling you, working in that junkyard, I just look at them people, it could be some nice cars coming through there, you know, but they be raggedy. And as Jane said, that's the same thing. The leaders, you know, they clean on the inside. Dirty. But God is turning things around. Stop with that. Don't press that no more. Amen. Then I say don't press it no more. Turn it off. God, excuse me, this little girl. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. And we thank God for the gathering that's getting ready to come. I hope to see you there, my brothers and my sisters. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shouting and worshiping and praise dancing. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be in the house. Amen. And I thank the Lord for allowing us to be there. Amen. I'm excited to see Pastor Twan. I haven't saw him forever and a day. Oh, my goodness, I haven't seen a lot of you guys. Can't wait to see Angel and Gabriella. You know. Wow. Hey, amen. It's going to be a treat and a half, I promise you. Hey, amen. Nobody got a testimony. I can't believe it, but amen. Keep a living. You're going to have one after a while, and you ain't going to be ashamed of nobody to tell it. Because when you know God done brought you out. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to being there. I'm really looking forward. I'm looking forward to see Prophet. It's my birthday. Amen. All right, Pastor Twan. I mean, you know, I ain't got nothing else. I don't know. I have nothing else to say. Amen. But I promise you on next Tuesday, I'm getting done with this message. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's going to be so good. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be so good, Pastor Twine. I can't help it. It's called, anything junky can be used. Anything junky can still be used. And I'm telling you, all things gonna work together for your good. So, be looking out. Amen. All right, Pastor Twine, you can do what you want to do. Take us home. You know, I ain't got nothing else to say on today. Amen. But I thank God for you, Pastor Twine, for holding this thing down. I mean, you've been holding it down like a true trooper. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I have to treat you to pay for your meal at the gathering. Pay for your meal at the gathering. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for everybody calls in and that listens in. I thank God that He opens the door of opportunity for us to come on the line and to give testimony. I thank God that even if it's just He woke me up this morning, He gave me life. He blew His breath of life in my body, you know, and we don't all the time feel good in our body, but He gave me breath of life in my body, and I just thank God for it. I give Him glory. I give Him honor. We go through challenges in our lives, but still, God is still sitting on the throne. Still, God is still God. Still, God gets the glory through all of it. And I just give Him praise. I give Him glory. I give Him honor. I exalt Him. Hallelujah. So He is just still God. He is just God. Sin. You can't say no more. He is God, you know. And I thank God for Him. I thank Him for His word. I thank God for the hunger and the desire that He's restoring back. Because, you know, we go through so many challenges in life. There are times that we may lose that hunger. We may lose that thirst. You know, and sometimes we feel like God is not saying anything, and you know, there's nothing going on. But then, you know, God keeps saying, He just keep on being God. That's it. He keep on being God in our lives, and He keeps showing up when we think He's not there. He keeps showing up. And He keep telling us, I am that I am that I am. I am that I am. And I thank God that He is that He is. I am that I am. And whatever it is that you need from God, whatever it is that you feel like that you need from God, He is that. If there's a mother that you need, God is that. If there's a father that you need, God is that. Hallelujah. He is that. And I just give Him praise and I give Him glory today for just being that, for just being a healer, a deliverer. I thank God for setting us free. I thank God for putting His hands on us and, you know, just keeping us and keeping the enemy away and raising the standards for us. I thank God, you know, and if I
have a testimony. You know, if I never say anything, I can always say that God has kept me. God has kept me another day. You know that old song, just another day that the Lord has kept me. It's just another day. It's not just another day. It's another day that God has kept me. It's another day that I get the opportunity to commune with God. It's another day that I get the opportunity to come before my Father, to speak to him, to say these things, to give him glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah, because he is God. Hallelujah. And I just thank him for it. Thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. God. Hallelujah. I got two callers. Hallelujah. 586-339. My Bertha, your line is open.
Good afternoon, everyone. Praise God.
Good afternoon, my Bertha.
I just give God glory and honor for life on today.
Yes.
I give an honor that I am yet in the land of the living, regardless of the things going on around me in the world, the destruction and devastation and the tragedies that's going on. He has yet kept me. And none of these things came near my dwelling place, because I'm dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. I thank God because I'm still here. I thank God that prophecy is yet manifesting.
It's
yet being performed in spite of all. What he said has not returned to him void, but it is accomplishing everything that he has sent it to perform in our lives. He spoke his word. He sent his word. And his word is still performing. I give God praise for that. I give him glory and honor because he loved me. Before I was even conceived in my mother's womb, he yet loved me. And I give him praise that I love him. I love him with all of my mind, heart, soul. And as you said, if we can't say nothing but, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you for one more day. Because he could have took us in our sleep.
Yeah.
Death could have fallen us last night. The enemy could have came in and robbed us, so the house could have burned up. But God, his goodness and his mercy was with us. So I was sitting here just listening, because I was doing something else as I was listening. I was putting some scriptures on the ministry page. But I give God praise. And I just couldn't let a day go by without giving God praise. That's testimony. I will never let a day go by without praising his name. Why? Because I can't forget from whence I came. I cannot even begin to count up the cost. All that he took for me, how he shed his blood, the beating, the suffering, the mocking. I can't count up how much it cost for him dying up on that cross and die so that I can live. So I can never let a day go by without giving God praise, glory, and honor for his son, Christ Jesus, who died so that I can live. God bless you and have a blessed day.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming on with that testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We have another caller, 302-569. Your mic is open.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Apostle Priscilla Mullen.
Good afternoon, Apostle Mullen.
Yes. I have a testimony. My nephew took me in my van to a leadership conference in Raleigh, North Carolina it was on Thursday, and I was to stay till Sunday. And so after dropping me off, and they came back, coming back to Delaware, and it's a 5 to 6 hour drive usually. It's a car, the traffic near Washington, D.C. And so I get a call, and he's telling me when it's a Bay Bridge, and the traffic has stopped. The police was there, and then they let the traffic go through, and he was one of the first cars. And when he got, he showed me when he was going back Sunday where it was at, and it was kind of farther up on the bridge. It wasn't just beginning to get on the bridge, and a big rock was in the highway. I guess, I don't know whether construction truck dropped it, and then it's some more stones, and he hit it, and it busted a tire. And another car hit the stone. It could have hit the window. And so when he got on the other side, he had to stop and change the tire. And to me, that was Satan. I know Satan is mad because my nephew, he drives pretty fast. So it just thankful that, it didn't cause him to go off the bridge.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
So I just give that testimony. And I know the enemy is mad because the anointing that God has put in me, and I guess he would like to destroy my vehicle also. But anyway, I thank God that God bless, there was, wasn't no more serious than that.
Thank God for your testimony, and thank God for his safe travel. Hallelujah. Thank God he wasn't driving fast. Amen. And that God continued to keep his hands on him. Hallelujah. So we thank you for that. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. We have another caller. Amen. Area code 609-227. Your mic is open.
Hello, everyone. This is Dee Dee.
Good afternoon, Dee Dee.
Good afternoon. Wanted to say hello and tell you all that I love you. And I wanted to also just to give a testimony. Just so thankful today. I'm just so thankful to still be here. I just thank the Lord for, all that he does for me, all that he does for even the community, the neighbors, those that I don't know. I just thank him for hearing me when I pray. I thank him for answering my prayers. I thank him because he has truly been so good to me, and I'm just grateful this afternoon. And I thank him for making a way out of no way for my son, Spencer, the one that we prayed for. I thank the Lord for his place. But I thank the Lord that temporarily that my oldest son and his wife opened up the door for him for 3 months for him to be able to save up his unemployment and, have the down payment. And he has a fiance that he's thinking about marrying. I just pray that, she's the one that the Lord has created for him. So I just thank the Lord that, he has a roof over his head, and it's peaceful. I have a peace knowing that my son has a roof over his head, but I already knew what the Lord had told me. I already knew it in my heart, and I thank him for confirming it through Prophet Samuel that he wasn't going to be homeless. So I just thank the Lord for this doorway that he's opened for him. And I just give the Lord the
Hallelujah.
Praise, the honor, and the glory. I thank
well,
him for
we thank God
mercy.
For the manifestation
for
of the
blood.
Prayers and the
I thank him for his word. I thank and praise him that he is the God of my salvation. And I thank him for my relationship with him. I'm just so thankful today. So I just wanted to come and just say thank you, Jesus. In all things, I want to say thank you, Jesus. And I love him, and I just wanted to give a testimony.
Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for the testimony. Thank you for the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Thank God for
thank
the
you,
warriors that were praying for your
yes,
son. And
thank you,
God
Lord.
For the manifestation of the prayers. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And we just give him glory and honor and praise because we know that God hears our prayers and he answers our prayers in his timing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We know that God would never let us down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is always working for us on our behalf. So
yes.
we just
thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah
thank
for
you,
that.
Lord.
Thank you for that testimony. And we just ought to know that when we pray, we have to know that God has already done it. We just have to wait for
yes.
the manifestation.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
We have to wait for the manifestation of God and for him to open up the door so that we can walk through that door. And, you know, once God has
yes.
already, once God dispensed it, we got to begin to thank him for that prayer after we pray
yes.
for it, you know, and not continue to keep praying that same prayer, but we got to give
Amen.
God glory and thank him for the prayer because as long as we continue to pray that same prayer, we telling God we don't believe what he's saying.
Amen.
But when we begin to praise God for it after we pray for it, then we telling God, I believe you, God. I know that you're
yes.
going to do it. I believe what your word says. I thank you for it. I know that, God,
yes.
you have
thank
already
you, Lord.
Done it. And I thank you for the manifestation, God. I know it's in your timing, but God, I
yes.
know, hallelujah, that you would never fail me. And God has
yes.
never
hallelujah.
Failed me. Hallelujah. And sometimes
yes.
we feel
thank
like
you,
we feel like it should have been done sooner, but God says, I know when you need it.
Yes, hallelujah.
And I thank God that it might not always be the way we think it should be, but God
mm-hmm.
knows what we need, and he knows how we need it.
Yes,
and he
does.
Knows what we need to get ourselves ready, to
yes.
get us ready. You know, he knows what we can handle and what we can't handle. So I thank God for that. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank God
thank you.
For everyone that's come on the show today. I thank God for you all that's come on the show. And we're going to end a little early today. Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
And we're going to see you on the show tomorrow. Don't forget, Thursday we will be traveling. So we will be en route to the gathering on Thursday. And Friday we will be at the gathering, so there will be no show Friday and there will be no show on Thursday because we will be traveling. Amen. So,
amen.
Amen. So, we're going to close out today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And we will see you on the show tomorrow. Amen. And everybody have a wonderful, blessed day.
You too. Love you, everyone.
Love you all.
Love you all.